Well, it is my desire that the Lord would help that whatever is said be edifying. I desire the Lord's help this evening. I'd like to write the subject on the board. Written on the board, urgent versus important. And I'm going to solicit your help this evening. So I hope everybody's awake and alert and ready to maybe participate a little bit so we can get a little bit out of this with the time that we have. I'd like to read a familiar passage in the 10th chapter of Luke. And the 38th verse, it says, "Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village. And a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. She had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful. Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken from her. Martha, Martha," the Lord said, this is my words. "You're upset. You are worried, encumbered with many things, and really there's just a few things that are needed." And indeed, the Lord said one that was really the most important. And he said, "Martha, Mary's chosen the better. Of the two, Mary has chosen the better." Well, there's a lot of lessons in this passage, but the little thought that I'd like to give consideration together tonight is this subject that I've written on the board, urgent versus important. Have you ever given that much thought regarding your activities? Have you ever given consideration to what you're doing and said, "Now, am I doing this because it's urgent? Am I doing this because it's important? Perhaps both. Perhaps it's urgent and important. Maybe it's not urgent and it's not important, but we give our time and we do that anyway." So I'd like to give this a little bit of thought tonight together, because I believe that there is there's practical application in the Word of the Lord, and having our minds stirred about these kinds of things that have to do with how we spend arguably one of the most valuable things that we have in life, which is time. How we spend time has consequences to everything else. And we only have a limited amount of time, just a little bit of time. And when you think about the fact that we sleep a good portion of it, and we usually do a pretty good job of taking time out to eat, and then if you factor in some of the things that we'll call non-discretionary activities that you're just going to have to do, there's not there's not just a lot of time in life, especially if we don't manage it very well. And so it's important that we understand how we use our time. So I'd like to start maybe tonight, and we'll just think about these for a little bit. What does the word urgent mean to you? When you think about the word urgent, and there's not a right or wrong answer, but maybe we could put a few things, maybe a one or two word definition, and then maybe we'll get a couple of examples so you can be thinking about that of items that we might define as urgent or characterize, or maybe a word that we feel like fits urgent, even though it may not be a definition of urgent. Does that make sense? So maybe we'll start. What does urgent mean? What would be the definition of urgent? What do you think? Say again. Pressing. Urgent. Pressing or immediate.
Time sensitive.
You can go ahead and keep them coming.
I think it's something urgent, then you get going.
All right, get going. We'll write that. Write that down. It's something that makes you feel like you need to get going. All right?
An emergency.
I'm sorry?
Emergency.
Emergency. All right? Emergency.
Compelling.
Compelling. That's a pretty good list. Urgent. You feel that there's an immediate, right now, pressing. Yeah, it's time sensitive. You can't wait till later. This is something that needs attention right now. Get going. Not time to sit. Not time to wait. It's time to put it in gear and act. All right, it's an emergency. Something that's urgent, it falls into this category of an emergency. And then Sister Arlette said, compelling. It's urgent. It's compelling.
Think of the word critical.
Critical, okay.
Slip it in up here.
It's critical. Are we starting to get the idea of urgent?
Brother Rob, my mind goes back to what you've been bringing us and all the messages, and that's about Jesus first, the first things first.
Okay.
Seeing God, and then all these things will be added up to putting God first.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most urgent thing.
It's pressing, isn't it?
Somebody said time sensitive. Demands attention, right?
So, what are some literal examples, maybe non-spiritual, but they can become spiritual, but just some things that would fall into some of these categories. Say again? Alright, if you cut your finger off, you have an emergency, and generally it's time sensitive, and you better get going. There's a compelling reason for giving it attention. It's urgent. What else?
Choking.
If you're choking and your life's at stake right now, can't say, well, maybe we'll get to you tomorrow. I'm mowing the grass right now. It's urgent.
House on fire.
Are there any, and you know, some of these things that you all are mentioning, they're, and we'll get to that, they're not only urgent, they're important. And there's that. Does anybody have anything beside them tonight that's about this big? And it sometimes it buzzes. Sometimes it rings. It makes noise. It gets your attention. Do you ever feel like does that cause you to feel like that there's something time sensitive? When a phone rings, is that time sensitive? It's not a trick question. If you don't pick up the phone, the phone's going to stop ringing. So most of the time when the phone rings, you know, the old days where the phone was on the wall somewhere and you were outside or in the garage or in your bedroom and the phone rang, well then you, a lot of times, depending on what you were doing, not always, depending on what you were doing, well, you'd go drop whatever you were doing and go run to catch the phone before it stopped ringing. Got your attention. And you felt like there was something compelling about it that caused you to give it attention. Now, to be clear, the little lesson tonight is not about cell phones. It's not the point of the message. Not the point of the lesson, but it's a good illustration because those little things are designed, and the people that designed them think about what can we do to make people turn their attention to this thing. And so that they feel like they need to look at it right now. If somebody sends you a text, you feel like you gotta look at it. If the phone rings, you feel like you have to answer it. But it may not necessarily be the most important thing. Right? If everybody brings phones into church and during church service the phone buzzes and all of a sudden we feel like, oh, well, that's urgent, the other can wait, then you turn your attention to it because you feel like it's time sensitive. You gotta respond because somebody's trying to say something to you, and you and those things are designed, and sometimes our culture is such that it can start feeling like it's a pressing or an immediate need. Most of the time it's not. That's urgent. Urgent is often reactive. Oftentimes, not always, but many times, things that are urgent, there's something about it where we react. So if you look at some of the examples that were given, if you lose a finger, you react to that event. It is something that happens in a period, in a time moment, and you react to it. Someone's choking, you react to it. If a house is, somebody set a house on fire, the house is burning, and so regardless of anything else that's going on, you react to it. And so many times, items of urgency have to do with we react to it. And in this case, and a lot of times reactive items fade with time. It's not that they're not important, but many times once you respond, then that thing sometimes, the urgency fades away. Martha was distracted, said in the 40th verse, she was cumbered about much serving. She was distracted about what she felt like was a pressing need that she needed to get going right now. She felt compelled to do it. Somebody needed to do this. The Lord was coming. And so she turned her attention to that, and it became urgent for her. It's good to understand that urgency can be a trap. We can get pulled in to a false sense of urgency, or something that we believe is urgent, but then it takes place and displaces those things that are important. And it's helpful to understand too the cultural pressure and influence that we live in. Hustle and being busy is celebrated almost. And if you see somebody always, they're running from one thing to the next, and they've got this and they have this and we've got to do this. I remember years and years ago, I was young, I was at a job, and it seemed like this one guy, everywhere he went, he was almost running. And when he would leave the office to go down the stairs to the floor, the door would open so hard that it would slam into the railing, and you could hear it from your office, and you pretty much knew who it was. And in the very early stages, you could think everything that man is doing must be important because he's going really fast. But sometimes much activity and allowing yourself to be pulled into this sense of get going, it's time sensitive, I feel compelled, this is a pressing need, I've got to do it right now. Sometimes that can mask spiritual emptiness because you have purpose. I've got to go do this. And then there's that over here that I need to do. And you're moving and there's much activity. And because of that, you're not still long enough to recognize I'm spiritually empty. I have a need. And yet, in the meantime, it doesn't bring peace. And that's a bad combination. Having no peace, but your spiritual need being masked. Because everything has this increased sense of urgency. You with me so far? I say these comments not at all to say that there aren't some things. And that's not the point. That there are some things in life that are both urgent and they're also important. We just want to be aware when we live life, because we only have so much time in life. We just have a little bit of space that God's given us each day, that if we're not careful, we can be drawn in to these sorts of things when it's really not an emergency. We just turned it into an emergency and displace something that was important. All right, let's talk about important. What does important mean? Just maybe definition.
It's subjective to personal priorities.
Subjective to personal priorities, okay? What else? I'm sorry?
I think it's the word valuable.
Valuable. Important. Valuable. How about significant consequence? Anyone else? Important.
Vital.
Say again?
Vital.
Vital. Important. A lot of times, urgent activities, we respond, as we said, in a reactive measure. Not always, but often, important things are responded to more proactively. Proactively. Because we don't always, sometimes we do, but sometimes we don't recognize important things as having to be done right now, this minute. The phone's ringing and it's going to stop in 15 seconds, so I've got to pick it up in 15 seconds. Sometimes these things can say, well, I can do it after the phone rings. And we become proactive about it. Anyone else on important? Okay.
Well, it may not always, like talking about that before, it may not always be needing to be reacted to just right then, but it'll be something you want to take some thought that you get it done right, and it's, but it is important. It needs to be done.
So let's think about what are some tasks, and we can think spiritually or otherwise, that are important. They're vital. They're of significant consequence. They're valuable, and as was mentioned, subjected to personal priorities, maybe a priority that is very important to you, and maybe you're the only one that recognizes it as such. What are maybe some examples of that?
Preventative maintenance, whether it's physical or spiritual.
Okay, so Brother Kelly said preventative maintenance, whether it's spiritual or physical. What are some spiritual things that we can do that are important that help keep us from failing, losing our oil, becoming empty?
Reading our Bible and praying.
Forsake not the assembling of ourselves. Going to service.
Forsaking not the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. Going to church service. Reading and praying. What else? Anything else that comes to your mind?
Setting a good example.
Setting a good example. Oh, you know, I mean, there's always tomorrow. This is what I want to do today, but tomorrow's going to come, today's going to pass, and what's an hour? What's the moment really worth? Maybe it doesn't seem quite so urgent, because there's always tomorrow to be an example. There's always later when I can read. I can, you know what, there's these other things that seem pressing, that they're only going to happen at this time, and it's going to pass, but everybody's getting together at this time, and if I don't do it, I'm not going to be able to do it, and it needs to be attended to, and I need to react to that. But I can do these things afterwards. I'm not told that I have to read and pray and perform some of these preventative maintenance activities at this time period. You see the difference? Relationships with other people, building relationships, reaching people. I can do it tomorrow. I can build on a relationship later. You know, these other things, it's going to happen at 0 o'clock, and I've got to look at it, and my phone rang, and somebody wanted me to respond to this thing, and they said they had to have it by tonight, but my relationship with my spouse, I can do that anytime. Anything else?
So what you're saying is you need to have
Brother Kelly said that we need to have personal spiritual discipline. And it helps to have awareness so that we can exercise discipline. And if we live our lives without giving this sort of thing much thought, and so we're not really aware of how we're spending our time. You know, one of the things that is done in the business world sometimes is put things in place to specifically track how much time is spent where. And sometimes it's done on an unannounced basis. What are you doing right now? Log it. And then sometimes you can become very surprised at how much time you actually spend doing X, Y, or Z. And if we don't have awareness each day and live with more purpose, that life is passing me by, and there are some things in life, my relationship with family and with God and with people and my reading and praying to equip me to handle the storms that are no doubt going to come, and so that I can build a relationship with God the Father. Part of that is being where we can fellowship with each other and learn and be encouraged from each other. Thinking about those things in life that keep us from wearing ourselves down so that we don't wake up one day and we have nothing left. You know, rest is one of these sometimes. Well, I can just go a little bit longer. Well, so we might sleep, but sometimes we go, and we never back off. And then because we say, I can't, I don't have time, I'm needed. And so in the process, we drain ourselves all the way down, and then we had nothing left. When we should have thought about some of the more important aspects of life instead of the urgent. The figurative phone that buzzes. The distractions that come our way that we feel like we have to give attention to. And then all of a sudden we look around and the whole day's gone. And these things have been neglected. And I'm speaking of more of the things that are important but not urgent. And we can let these things go. So before we close, just to make an illustration. We'll make this important and urgent. And so for those that do math, I'm going to mix and match some things. So if this is increasing importance and this is increasing urgency, there are some things that we do in life, and they are not important, and they're not urgent. There are other things that are important, but we don't perceive them as urgent because we can delay it. There are other things that are urgent. We think they're urgent, but they're not really that important. They're distractions that those things that cause us to turn away from what we're doing and give focus to it, but it's really not that important. And then there's other things that are urgent and they're important. They're both urgent and important. And we won't take the time to do it because I don't think it's necessary. But we could go through and we could think about different sorts of things that fall into each of these categories. Did you know that there's a lot of time spent in the world, in this box right here, things that really, in the scheme of things, they're not important. They're not vital. They don't have significant consequence. That it's really not that valuable, either in temporal or spiritual life. And they're not urgent either. We choose to sit down and scroll or idle talk or whatever it is. There is a lot of time spent in this box in the world. A lot of things advertised to draw our attention, to get us to focus on this. And while we're spending time on things that are not important, we're taking away some of the valuable time that we have to spend on things that are important. I want to live my life in a way that's deliberate, that I have purpose. I don't want to allow those things in life that draw on my senses to get my attention, my ears, my eyes, how I feel, in a way that takes me away from the most important. Many times, things urgent call loudly. And things that are important whisper. Build that relationship. Reach out. Spend time with Jesus. Give yourself to helping somebody else. And it whispers. While those important things whisper, often by the Spirit of God, there are things that are not important but seem urgent, that call loudly. And if we're not careful, we can live our lives with a disproportionate amount of time given to the non-important. Let's be people who live with eternal first, the kingdom of heaven and His righteousness. And these other things will be added. But seek first. Don't neglect the most important just because of something that's perceived as urgent. The psalmist said, "Be still. Be still and know that I'm God." And I will leave you with this. The more we recognize the importance of important things, the more urgent they will become to us. The more we recognize the importance of important things, reading, praying, relationships with other people, service to other people, reaching out to those that have need, taking care of ourselves in a way that helps equip us to help others and fulfill the Great Commission. The more we recognize the importance of important things, the more urgent they will become to us. The better we will respond to them, and the Lord can use us in a better way. Pray for me. I want to put this to, I want to have it applied in my life in a way that yields good fruit. Amen.